Isolated and independent, with more responsibility than most people realize, and in some casinos, a decision you cannot walk back. If the cash desk is the quieter path in casino employment, surveillance is the most isolated. You are removed from the floor entirely, working behind closed doors in a room most of your colleagues will never enter, watching the operation through a bank of monitors while the rest of it unfolds without you in it. For an introverted person who is observationally sharp and comfortable with their own company, it can be a satisfying place to work. For everyone else, it is a slow grind toward restlessness. Beyond the question of personal fit, there is a practical consideration that sets surveillance apart from almost every other position in the casino, and you should think about it before you make any decision. In some casinos, once you have worked in surveillance, you cannot return to the floor. It has nothing to do with performance. You now know where the cameras are and where the blind spots are, and that knowledge disqualifies you from floor positions at certain operators, permanently. You need to know that before you say yes. What the job actually involves. A surveillance operator's workspace is a room full of monitors covering the tables, the cash desk, the entrances, and any area where money or games are present. The job is to watch what happens and report on what matters. You watch for procedural errors, irregular betting patterns, dealer mistakes, theft, and anything else that deviates from how the operation should run. The pit is counting on you to catch things they cannot see from where they stand, and to do it in real time. The technical demands are more significant than they look from the outside. The footage is often less than ideal. Cameras get positioned for coverage rather than clarity. Image quality changes with the lighting. And sometimes you need to identify a specific card or the denomination of a chip from a distance and an awkward angle. Reading a game from a monitor is harder than reading it from the edge of the table, and floor experience makes that skill much easier to acquire. This is why most casinos require pit experience before considering a candidate for surveillance. Watching a game and understanding a game are not the same thing. A surveillance operator who has never dealt knows what the procedures look like in a manual. An operator who has spent years at the tables knows what they feel like in practice. The difference between a dealer cutting corners and one who has adapted to a fast game, between an honest mistake and a profitable variation on standard procedure. You cannot acquire that kind of knowledge from a monitor alone. Reporting is central to the role, and it comes with its own discipline. A surveillance operator does not take sides. You observe and you report what you see, accurately, without interpretation beyond what the footage supports. When something tense develops on the floor, a disputed hand or a guest acting outside normal parameters, the pit needs clarity from you. They want an accurate account of what happened and what the footage actually shows. That accuracy is what makes a surveillance operator valuable. Your mistakes, unlike a dealer's, are not immediately correctable. A wrong call can cost the casino significant money and generate a trail of reports and reviews that follows everyone involved for a long time. The real advantages of working in surveillance. For the right person, the benefits are real. The most obvious one is the complete absence of customer interaction. Cash desk staff get reduced interaction. Surveillance staff get none at all. You are not visible to guests, and you are not managing their experience in any way. If the sustained social performance that casino floor work demands is something you find draining, surveillance removes it entirely. You are also not anchored to a single spot for hours at a time the way a dealer is. The room is your workspace, and while the monitoring itself is sedentary, you are not tied to a chair at a fixed table position. It is a small thing, but over a long shift, it is noticeable. The management friction that comes with pit work, the supervisor watching every hand, the pressure of being visibly assessed while you perform is largely absent in smaller surveillance operations. You have a clear role, you carry it out with autonomy, and you are judged on the accuracy of your observations more than on how you carry yourself in the moment. For people who perform better when they are not being watched performing, that is a meaningful difference. The salary sits at a decent middle position relative to the casino's broader pay structure, and the working hours generally mirror the floor schedule. You are not working unusual shifts compared to your colleagues, even though your experience of those hours feels different. The mental load is real, but it comes from focus and concentration, not from the interpersonal demands of dealing with guests and a team in real time. For some people, that shift makes a full day feel much lighter. What the role asks and what it costs. The isolation that makes surveillance appealing to introverts is what makes it difficult for everyone else. It is not just that the room is quiet. You are cut off from the normal social rhythms of the workplace. The conversations between colleagues at the pit, the shared feeling of a busy shift, none of that reaches the surveillance room. If your sense of well-being at work depends on that kind of connection, the adjustment is harder than people expect. Your decisions also have different consequences than they do on the floor. A dealer who makes a mistake gets corrected by the supervisor. A supervisor who misreads a situation reviews it with a manager. In surveillance, when you call something wrong, miss an irregularity, or report what the footage does not support, the consequences can be serious. The corrective process is slow and documented, and it is uncomfortable for everyone involved. The job asks for a particular kind of steady, confident accuracy that holds up under pressure. Confidentiality is the other thing newcomers underestimate. You cannot discuss your work with colleagues outside the surveillance team. Not the room layout, not the camera positions, not the cases you are reviewing. The discretion required is real and ongoing, and it adds another layer to the isolation. You hold knowledge you cannot share, even in casual conversation. The decision you need to make before you decide. The single most important thing to establish before accepting a surveillance position is the casino's policy on future floor employment. Ask directly, get a clear answer. The rule that exists at many casinos, that former surveillance staff cannot return to floor positions, is a deliberate policy with straightforward logic behind it. If you know where the blind spots are, the casino cannot put you back in a position where that knowledge could be used to your advantage or someone else's. This matters if surveillance turns out not to be the right fit. People spend a few months in the role, realize it does not suit them, and then find that the floor is closed to them. It happens, and it is a difficult position to recover from. The time to learn the policy is before you take the job. I spent time in surveillance myself, and my honest assessment is that it is not a role I would have chosen for the long term. The isolation was more complete than I had anticipated, and the distance from the floor dynamic, which I had always found energizing in its own way, was more noticeable than I expected. But this is a personal response, not a judgment on the role itself. I have seen colleagues thrive in surveillance who would have found sustained pit work draining, and the match between their temperament and the demands of the job was obvious almost immediately. If the opportunity comes your way, and the policy at that casino allows a return to the floor, if it does not work out, trying it is a reasonable experiment. Seeing the casino from that angle, watching games you have dealt, and observing the floor from above is interesting and broadens your understanding of the operation regardless of which path you end up on. But if the policy is fixed, and a stint in surveillance closes the door on floor work permanently, treat the decision with the seriousness it deserves. Know yourself well enough to say whether the isolation, the confidentiality, and the weight of the role are things you can live with over the long term. The novelty wears off in a few weeks. The role does not. The casino industry offers enough paths that there is rarely a good reason to lock yourself into the wrong one.